Hello, welcome back. It's Sunday, March 15th in Chicago, and this is Chapter 2 of One Third Nerd. Chapter 2, Torps the Corpse. When we got back from walking Cupcake, Dakota has her head in the refrigerator. "Who messed with yesterday's sample?" she shouts. "Why'd you put that in the fridge? Dodge almost drank it," I whisper. "Do you want to spend the rest of your life cleaning up dog pee?" Dakota wants to know. "No, but Dakota, that's gross. Besides, don't you have to have a healthy sample to compare, you know, with what's in her pee now?" I ask. "I have one." "You took a sample before she got sick?" Dakota leans in. "I have samples from everyone." This is the problem with asking Dakota questions. You really don't want to hear the answers. "Why?" I ask. "You have to have a baseline," she explains. "But how would you know to get a baseline?" "I read, Liam. Don't you read?" I close the refrigerator carefully because otherwise the door comes off the hinges and squashes your toe. "How did you collect them?" "We're not supposed to flush every time. If it's yellow, leave it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down." "Ew!" I make a face. "Where do you keep the samples?" "You saw where I keep them, the refrigerator." "But Mom cleans it out every week." I make a pouch with my shirt and load in kale chips. They taste like deep-fried tea bags, but Mom says kale will help me grow. Dakota grins. "I take them out when we bring the grocery store bags in and put them back after she's unloaded everything." "Geez, Dakota, get a life, will you?" Dodge and I head for my room. She chases after us. "If you're going to be a scientist, you have to work hard. That's what Mom says." "Can I play?" "No." I keep walking. She dives in front of me. "There's something important I have to say." I roll my eyes. "Lawrence Hall of Science has job openings. I saw on their website. I could make adult-size money." "They aren't looking for 8-year-olds who only have time at recess." "You can't refuse to hire someone because of their age." "That's age recrimination," Crash said. "I applied already, but they haven't gotten back to me yet."
"I'll bet," I say.
"Liam, look!" She points out the window to the low, gray clouds. "El Nino is coming. We can't leave Cupcake out in the rain. And if we bring her in, she'll pee on the rugs."
Dakota's right. "You figured out anything with your stupid samples?" She shakes her head.
"I may need to consult a veterinarian."
We took Cupcake to the vet a few months ago because she had an even grosser problem, diarrhea. We got medicine for it, which worked, but the visit cost $331, with the tests and the medicine and everything. And then she started to pee a lot. Mom called the vet, who said we needed to take Cupcake to the veterinary school at UC Davis for further study, because she didn't know what the problem was. Mom asked her how much UC Davis would cost. The vet said,
$3,000, maybe.
We could ask Dad, Dakota suggests. My father lives across town. He'll be by today because on Tuesdays, he brings over dinner in a Pyrex dish and leaves it on the doorstep. It will be something yummy, like barbecue ribs or homemade macaroni and cheese. My dad's mac and cheese is so good that Dakota mailed some to the president. She never heard back from the White House, though. Big surprise. Dad doesn't come until 5, but today Dakota goes out early to wait for him. She finishes her homework and then does extra work. Her teacher, Mrs. Johnson, doesn't give assignments for extra credit, so Dakota has to make up her own. It's pretty sad. Mom doesn't like us hanging around outside, but there's no telling Dakota that. She's too young to understand what you're supposed to be afraid of. Besides, she's got Cupcake with her. In my room, I close the door and Dodge and I take turns with the game controller. That's the one good thing about being the only boy in an apartment full of girls. I get my own room. Izzy and Dakota have to share. My room is tan and blue and has posters of Star Wars and Bigfoot, plus a life-size cardboard Roger Federer that Izzy and Dakota are forbidden to ever touch. Mom sleeps in the living room, since she goes to bed later than everyone else. Just as Dodge gets to level 25, we hear the explosion. Cupcake barks. I run outside.
Did you hear that? Dakota asks, her voice thick, her hands covered with watermelon. She taps her phone, which used to be my phone.
The website said the exploding watermelon experiment is hard to do. I did it! And I got it on video! She grins.
We heard. Everybody in the whole state heard, including Torps, without his hearing aids. I survey the mess. Pieces of red watermelon flesh slop down the windows and hang from the stairs. Juice puddles on the doormat.
Torps isn't home. Today's his yoga class, I think.
I get the mop and hand it to her. You wouldn't believe what a mess an exploding watermelon makes.
See, Dakota says, you put all these thick rubber bands around the center, and that causes some kind of pressure that makes it explode.
I hope you're right about Torps, I say.
Mom said we're not supposed to call him Torps the Corpse, because then Izzy starts up with it. Last week she said, hello, Mr. Torps the Corpse, and then she hugged him. Luckily, Izzy doesn't speak clearly, so Torps didn't catch what she said.
I'm always right, Dakota says, as she clicks on the explosion video.
Cupcake curls up at Dakota's feet as Dodge and I lean in to watch.
Wow, Dodge says. Play it again.
Just as Dakota pushes play, there are footsteps up above.
Daddy!
Dakota grabs her phone and starts up the stairs.
Oh,
her voice gets funny, like she swallowed a balloon's worth of helium.
Uh-oh, Torps, I whisper.
But when the man comes down the stairs, he isn't Torps. He's a policeman.